At the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa, we're talking with Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinarian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, Kathy, let's talk about some of the issues facing the cattle industry right now, challenges, opportunities, should we say, as far as the animal health side is concerned. And this animal disease traceability rule that USDA has proposed now, NCBA is pleased with the way that turned out?
Yes, we are, Ken. The animal disease traceability rule is the final rule on that. It's been relatively a three-year project ongoing, the proposed rule. We made comments on in December of 2011. And there were over 1,600 comments made on the proposed rule. I think that the stakeholders have been heard on this and that we feel that the cattlemen and cattlewomen's priorities have been heard with regard to this final rule.
What's the key part of this as far as you're concerned? I mean, what changes, what's important to the cattle industry?
Well, this rule involves the movement of animals interstate. And what this rule is saying is that within the species that are cited in the rule and within the exemptions that are made, all animals that are moving interstate are going to have an official identification and official documentation, an interstate veterinary certificate of inspection, or other such documentation in order to move interstate. The purpose of this, Ken, is something that we believe in, and that is the traceability of animal disease back to the origin. I think it's very important in some of these cases, especially when we've had these BSE cases that will come up periodically, to be able to trace back, to be able to know exactly what animals have been affected. It saves the producer time. It saves the producer money if this is an efficient system.
Still hear chatter coming out of Washington about antibiotics, people that would like to put more restrictions on those. Is anything changing as far as the antibiotics picture right now?
Well, I think we have the guidance documents out from FDA, guidance document 209, 213, and the VFD, as far as the veterinary feed directive is what that is. And I think those are moving forward for judicious use of antimicrobials. We are probably eventually going to move away from over-the-counter antimicrobial availability. At NCBA, we have always advocated for the judicious use of antimicrobials and antibiotics in cattle. Since 1987, we've had beef quality assurance guidelines in this area, and we stress the importance of the veterinary client-patient relationship. And I think that's going to be the key moving forward, is that we as producers have a strong veterinary-patient-client relationship. On our latest national beef audit, it was reported that 90% of our producers had a strong relationship with their veterinarian. So I think that's going to be essential in moving forward in this area.
And that's something that the folks in Washington are pleased to see, that the veterinarians are involved.
I think that is definitely something they're pleased to see. They're looking for the judicious use or the proper use of these antimicrobials, and who better to advise us on that than our veterinarian who knows our production system and our animals.